Centennial Broadcasting presents Valley Feedback, a look at the people and issues making news in our community.
Welcome to the program. I'm Robert Allen. This week's guest is Dr. Colin Green, Director of the Lord Fairfax Health District. Welcome to the show, Dr. Green. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Well, let's start with influenza. How is flu activity currently in the region?
Well, it's just started to pick up because it's still early in the season, and it's about the same rate as last year as tracked by the state. So occasional cases, but not a lot thus far. We'll see it pick up toward the end of November and December and into the wintertime.
How long does the flu season typically last?
Officially, it lasts from October through April, and the peak typically is in the January-February time range, but that changes from year to year.
I assume it's still a good time to get a flu shot.
Any time during the season is a good time to get a flu shot. Anybody who is more than 6 months old, unless you have a severe allergy to eggs, should get a flu shot. And especially if you are over 65, if you're pregnant, or if you have any chronic illnesses, or if you care for any people that are in any of those categories, or if you care for a baby under 6 months who's too young to get immunized, all those people should definitely have flu shots.
This is the best way to avoid being sick, isn't it?
Absolutely, and it's not 100%. It varies from year to year, but the flu shot usually will prevent about half the different types of flu that are available. So we have potentially several million cases of flu each year, and if you can prevent half of those, you know, according to the CDC in the 2015-2016 season, for example, it's estimated there were 25 million cases of flu during that winter season. Out of that, about 11 million sought a doctor's visit, about 310,000 had to go to the hospital, and about 12,000 people died. And most of those that died would tend to be the elderly or those with chronic illnesses or the very young. And if you could knock 12,000 deaths down to 6,000 by everybody getting a shot, that would be a worthwhile thing.
Well, are the shots widely available this year?
They are. We have them available at all of our health department sites in the Valley. On Monday and Friday, you can walk in anytime between 8 and 4:30 and get a flu shot. We'll even be willing to make arrangements on other days if we're able to. And you can get them at most pharmacies and drugstores. And some supermarkets are even offering them now.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter where you get it, right?
There are several types of vaccines, but their what we call efficacy, their effectiveness is similar. And for the most part, any flu shot is better than no flu shot. The one exception is we are not recommending the intranasal one, the one they shoot up your nose. That's not quite as effective as the actual injection. But otherwise, one is very often as effective as the next.
Well, you hear some people say that they don't get a shot because it makes you sick.
You can't get the flu from the flu shot. There's no live virus in the vaccine. What you can get some soreness in the arm. And occasionally, since we are injecting some protein that was grown from the virus, some people will have a very brief, less than 24-hour reaction to it where they feel just a little bit of malaise, a little bit sick. But you cannot get the flu from the flu shot.
Actually, having the flu is very different in the level of how sick you are.
Yeah, you're looking at, you know, being down on your backside for 2 or 3 days on the, you know, with the flu and maybe more. And again, the people that are elderly or have chronic illness may end up dying from it, ending up in the hospital.
If you do have flu-like symptoms, it's important to go see a doctor, isn't it?
It is. If you think you might have the flu, we would recommend that you go see your healthcare provider. And how do you differentiate for the flu? It's essentially a much more severe illness than the common cold. And it generally involves a fever and body aches from head to toe, particularly in the muscles, and just a greater level of what we call malaise, that I feel awful feeling, than you would have from a cold. But there are also the respiratory symptoms, the stuffy nose, the cough, the runny nose. You tend to have those symptoms, but it's just much, much worse. And particularly if somebody has a fever over 101 and a lot of the muscle aches and malaise, that's much more likely to be the flu, and they ought to go and get seen.
There is medication to help limit the length of the illness, isn't there?
That is correct. It doesn't prevent it, it doesn't cure it, but it does shorten it. And that you need to go see your healthcare provider. The biggest thing, if somebody is sick and you think you have the flu or any other contagious illness, is stay home. So stay away from other people. And granted, if you need to go get healthcare, go get healthcare. But people should stay away from work if they're in work environments where they're around other people. And if you have to be out, you ought to wear some kind of mask over your face, because this is spread by sneezing and coughing through droplets in the air.
What are some other things we should be in the habit of doing?
One of the most important that you can do is hand washing. if you've coughed on your hand, for example, and then you shake hands with somebody or you touch a surface that someone else touches, not only flu virus, but cold viruses can be spread that way as well. Also, properly covering your mouth when you cough or sneeze is important. Frequently, you'll see someone coughing, and they'll just kind of make a fist out of their hand and hold it up next to their mouth. That doesn't do anything. You actually do need to cover the mouth, either with a tissue that you can throw away, or a handkerchief, or cough into your elbow held tightly against your mouth, the crook of your elbow. That actually covers up your mouth and keeps you from spreading the virus around. And if you do end up using your hand or something that you can't throw away to stop the cough, then you should go wash your hands. Or if you don't have soap and water available, use hand sanitizer.
I'm Robert Allen, speaking with Lord Fairfax Health District Director, Dr. Colin Green. Well, in August, a mass vaccination point of dispensing exercise was held in conjunction with the Frederick County Public School System. What was the purpose of that exercise?
Well, the main purpose was to practice for a disaster. So you may recall back in the 2009-2010 winter, we were worried about H1N1 flu and what we called pandemic flu. Pandemic is an epidemic that's all over the world, and we've had several flu pandemics in the last century. The worst one, however, was right after World War I in 1918, which killed tens of thousands of otherwise healthy young people in the United States and millions around the world. And that happens extremely rarely, but there may be situations where if there is a threat from a pandemic flu virus and it hasn't gotten here yet, but we know it's coming and we have a vaccine available, that we would need to vaccinate a whole lot of people in a very short time. So what we did with this exercise is just do on a very small scale, see how quickly we could set up three or four different sites and vaccinate a specified population of people within a day or two. And the population we chose was were the employees of the Frederick Winchester school systems. We picked four sites. One of them was a portable trailer that we set up, and three others were in school buildings. So that was the main purpose, is just to practice in case we do need to set up a countywide or region-wide vaccination process.
Did the exercise go well?
It went extremely well. It was very smooth, and we have data on what we call throughput, which is how many people you can vaccinate, you know, per hour. We tracked people as they went through, so we found out where the bottlenecks in the process were so that we can increase that throughput and the number of vaccines that we can provide. And we also immunized a sizable chunk of the staff of the school, which another group of people that really should get the flu shot are individuals that tend to be in contact with a lot of people. You know, certainly teachers and workers in the school system are in that category.
I want to just share some general information about the health department. Let's start with locations around here.
We have one location in each of the counties in the Northern Shenandoah Valley. The Lord Fairfax Health District is the entire Northern Shenandoah, so everywhere from New Market on one side and Luray on the other, all the way up to the West Virginia border. So we have locations in Winchester, Berryville, and then Luray, Woodstock, and Front Royal.
How about the main services offered?
The services that have been offered over the years have been in flux. The health department has changed from a largely kind of patient care-oriented function to more a preventive function. So we still do some direct patient care, and among the most important one is immunizations. With a couple of exceptions, we can provide most immunizations for adults and children. We also offer a travel clinic where if you're going to travel to an exotic place and you need medical advice, we can give you that advice and arrange for the immunizations you need, with one exception, and that is yellow fever vaccine, which is a worldwide shortage, and we have only a couple of places that can give that. So immunizations are one. Family planning, birth control, and well woman exams, we do those. Any kind of sexually transmitted infections, we'll do testing for those, and in some cases we're able to treat tuberculosis testing and treatment. We actually do that for most of the district. And then we have the WIC program, the Women, Infant, and Children program, which offers supplemental food and nutrition. So that's more on the direct care side. A lot of what we do at the health department, while it's crucial, is not really seen all that much. We make sure that septic systems work or will work before they're built. We will provide permits for wells and make sure they're in safe places and will work properly. And we inspect restaurants and other food-producing areas to make sure that the food supply is safe. And if you look at the big increases in life expectancy in the early part of the 20th century, life expectancy went from 47 in 1900 to 70 in 1960. So 23-year increase of life expectancy between 1900 and 1960, and that's before a lot of the modern medical miracles that we have now. A lot of that just came from sanitation, so whatever waste a person makes is never seen again. Second, the water you drink is clean. And the third, the food you eat is safe, properly stored, properly prepared. and then children and adults are immunized against preventable diseases. Those four things plus the introduction of antibiotics are responsible for most of those 23 years of life expectancy. So we very quietly make sure that sanitation is there, water is safe, and food is safe, and that's all done by our environmental health program. One other service that you should know about, since a lot of us live in rural areas, is that if a person is bitten or attacked by an animal that might possibly be rabid, we track those and make sure people get appropriate treatment as well.
Where can people go for more tips on staying healthy and more information about the local health department?
Well, for staying healthy, a great site is the Center for Disease Control, or CDC. Just go to your favorite web browser and type in the name of the condition that you want, and then be picky about which sites you choose. So you'll get a whole lot of sites. But if you look at the one that says cdc.gov, you're going to get good information every time. And as far as the Virginia Health Department, type Virginia Department of Health or Lord Fairfax Health District into your browser, you'll get our site.
We're out of time for this week. Anything you want to add real quick, just get that flu shot, right?
Go out and get that flu shot and come on into the health department. We'll make it happen for you.
Dr. Colin Green with the Lord Fairfax Health District, thank you so much for being on the program. Appreciate it.
Sir, it was a pleasure. Anytime.
You've been listening to Valley Feedback. We encourage your comments on today's program. Valley Feedback is a public affairs presentation of Centennial Broadcasting.